Hey friends, I want to welcome you back to the Love Builds podcast. And can you believe it? We've got to episode 4. And I'm just so thrilled today. We're here with Richard Coffey, who's a part of an organization called 180 Degrees. And some of you may know this backstory, but many, many years ago, Westwood was just thinking about, you know, what are the needs in our community? And they put a little group together and they went around and they asked city leaders and they asked different organizations. And they said, if there's a need that hasn't been met yet, what could that be? And what they landed on fascinated the church body. It fascinated Pastor Joel and that task force. And it was youth in crisis. And there's this idea that, you know, you think of us here in Carver County, Boy, is that really something that's around? But we realized through some of that research, this is a huge need. And then we also realized we can't meet that need just by ourselves. We need a partner. And then 180 Degrees kind of emerged into that. So Richard, you said you've been with the organization now maybe 6+ years. What's been your kind of connection journey to Westwood Hope House as we've begun this journey thinking about helping address this need in our community?
For sure. You know, I joined 180 Degrees about 6.5 years ago. And I was at a point in my career that I was actually looking for a mission that connected with my passion. And the programs that we have in 180 Degrees did that. So, and one of the programs, of course, is Hope House.
Yeah.
And part of my passion is youth and helping everyone find a stable living environment, because I had that as a kid growing up. You know, my mother and father did an amazing job for my siblings and I creating a safe zone for us. You know, regardless of what was going on out in the world, if you can just make it to the house,
wow,
you were kind of in your safe zone. So, and I knew how important that was for me growing up, and I know how important it is for youth today, especially, you know, they're dealing with so many different things than I had to deal with when I grew up.
Wow.
You know, social media, you know, there's all types of different traumas out there. Mental health is such a big issue right now,
right,
with a lot of youth and just people in general. So helping those individuals find a safe space to live or to be, even if it's for a short time, is super important. And I think that's the role that Hope House plays for a lot of youth that are in crisis. And that's what we focus on as an organization at 180 Degrees, is kind of serving the underserved.
Wow. Yeah, you know, and this Love Builds journey that we've been on, it's, you know, it's an acceleration of vision that has been with the church now since 2018. And one of the lines we're drawing in the sand is saying we need to be for the next generation. We need to be for those that are in need in our community. And, you know, there was this small little 3-bedroom house on our property. And we said, boy, I wonder if that could be a place. And we've just been blown away by the need, so much so that we realized that maybe we need more space than that. Mm-hmm. And in that small little house, so much impact has been done. But part of what Love Builds is saying is, I think we can expand that Hope House to maybe double the amount of beds. And we're feeling the sense that there's a need for that. Like, are you feeling the same thing? Like, how pervasive is the need for kids in crisis and teens in crisis right now?
Well, just in the state of Minnesota, every single night, there's hundreds and hundreds of kids, youth on the street, whether it's Carver County, Hendeman County, Dakota County, like there's youth always on the street. So there's a need.
Wow.
And there's youth without a place to go or without the connections to have a place to go, which is like super important as well, because they don't know what they're going to do.
Right.
And what I think people need to realize, you know, for females, when a female youth leave the house, within 24 hours, they have been approached about sex. Within 24 hours. And it's not, I'm not talking about sex for money. I'm talking about sex. Do you need a place to stay? Do you need something to eat? Just general things. So if you can only imagine if it's January or February, like it is right now, and then, you know, when it's below zero and you've left your home, whether you ran away or you got kicked out of your home or whatever your circumstances are, and you find yourself out on the street without a place to go and someone approach you about the possibility of having a warm place to stay.
Sure.
You know, you make some decisions that aren't necessarily the right ones for your life, and it doesn't benefit you. But in those situations, teens make some choices that they might regret later. So,
They're like survival decisions.
For sure. No, it's definitely survival.
Wow.
That's exactly what it is. So what we're trying to provide at Hope House is a place for people to come and be safe. The first thing we offer when they get through the door is a warm meal, a meal and then get them a bed, because it is all about love. Like, it's, if you think what love means, it means doing something for your community that's larger than yourself. So that's, I was raised that way, and that's kind of what drew me to 180 degrees is doing something for your community that's bigger than yourself. And that's exactly what Hope House does. And the youth that find their way to Hope House, we know that they're only with us for a short period of time. But right. during that time, we really try to help them de-stress, you know, release some of the traumas that they have experienced and find, you know, what type of programming they need. Do they need mental health services? You know, we're always trying to reconnect them with their family. So family reunification is super important to us. But and sometimes it's just not the case.
Wow. You know, and I know there's a lot of sensitivity around maybe some of the reasons that kids and teens and youth might find themselves in these situations. But are you seeing themes at all in experience there? Like, are these broken homes? Are these mental health? Are there any themes that you're seeing as kids are finding themselves in such tough places?
For sure. Sometimes it's families that can't afford housing themselves. So the family get disconnected. Sometimes it's, you know, the mother and father themselves are having problems. Either they're having problems with alcoholism or they're arguing and fighting. And sometimes, you know, youth are getting, you know, kicked out of their house because, you know, they disagree with their parents.
Sure.
And sometimes youth are just deciding to leave that environment because they think, you know, they think they can survive on their own, right? So there are all different types of reasons. And when you look at what homelessness looked like, or youth in crisis looks like, it looks different in Hennepin County than it does in Crawford County.
Interesting.
But, you know, in Hennepin County, you might confine the youth riding the tram, you know, riding the bus or the train all night, or sleeping in corridors. Crawford County looks different.
Yeah.
The youth might be in a car. We found the youth behind the Cub grocery store. You know, he was eating out of the bin. And fortunately, he found us and he came to Hope House. So it's everywhere. It just looks different.
Yep.
And in different communities, it shows up different. And it doesn't matter what your medium income is in your community. There's some family in your community that are in crisis.
Wow.
And if that family has youth, then Hope House is a great place.
It's a place for them. Yeah. I think, you know, just as you share that, you know, we were so surprised when we did this investigative study work, like this is a need in our community. I mean, because you just, if you don't want to look for it, you will never see it.
For sure.
Wow. And I love that we call it Hope House. And you gave a great definition of love, you know, doing something beyond that is yourself for the greater community. I just think the fact that we call this the Hope House is part of the identity of what we're doing together. So how have you noticed kids leaving with more hope as a result of their experience?
For sure. And Hope House is a great name. Yeah. I don't know who came up with it, but it is a great name. I see it all the time. I see kids coming into the house and they're very withdrawn, very to themselves, very untrusting of adults. Very, very shut down. And I see them over the time of spending with Hope House, just opening up a little at a time. And it's with the smallest thing. Sometimes it's just, you know, it may start with, you know, them sitting down and just sharing a meal with you and not saying one word during that meal. But days before, they wouldn't even come to the table.
Sure.
Right. So it takes small steps and it takes a lot of trust. And it's important. It's important that us, from an adult perspective, that we're meeting them where they are.
Yeah.
You know, as an adult, you can't expect them to meet you where you are. You have to meet them where they are.
Wow.
And you have to be accepting of them. And not judgmental.
Yep.
And once they can break down those barriers and start trusting you and seeing that they are in a safe place, then they start to open up and they start telling you bits and pieces of their stories. And it's hard because we are an emergency shelter.
Yep.
It's hard when you have someone there for 90 days because youth can only stay with us for 90 days.
Sure. Right.
Sometimes it's very difficult to see them walk out the door because you've seen their growth and how well they've done. But the way the program is set up, it's time, in the state laws, it's time for them to move on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. The part of this Love Builds vision is we want to expand. We want to be able to do more and help more. So as you think about the possibility of expanded operations, I mean, your role as part of 180 is, the chief program officer, you're looking after not just Hope House, but there's a number of expressions of this across the Twin Cities. Right. So obviously a larger facility or a larger space means we could serve more kids, but are there other things that an expansion to this vision can do for not only the partnership we have together, but for the kids and the youth that need the help?
For sure. I mean, as long as there are youth on the street without a place to go, expansion is necessary.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing because I know adults now that are successful in the nonprofit industry that used to be a youth on the street.
Sure.
And when you hear their stories, without places like Hope House and without those rooms being available, maybe their story wouldn't have ended up with some success. So the expansion is super important. At Hope House, sometimes we're full. Mm-hmm. We turn kids away every year, for different reasons. Yeah. But, sometimes it's because of capacity.
Right.
And, it's important for us, even from a society perspective, because if we can provide a space and an opportunity for more individuals to be successful as they become into adulthood, the better this country is going to be from a country perspective.
Indeed.
And housing is the first part of that.
Wow.
Housing is the first part of success for everyone. Mm-hmm. If I can help you find a decent and safe place to live, then that gives you an opportunity to, one, de-stress, reduce your traumas, and then start thinking about what your life looked like. And from a successful perspective, I can focus more on school.
Yep.
I can be in a calm place. I can be in a safe place. I can start thinking about what my life looks like 5-10 years down the road.
Right.
Without that, without proper and safe housing, as an individual, it's very difficult to think about those things.
Wow. Well, and I'm just reminded as you unpack that, the way this conversation started, you talked about one of the key reasons you've been drawn to this work is you reflected on your own upbringing and said, boy, I had that.
Yeah.
I had a place that I didn't have to worry about kind of the cares of the world. I mean, they're always there. But when you enter into a home that has stability and love and familiarity to it, you're able to set your mind to future and to dreams and things like that. So what an amazing thing to offer now kids that are in some of their toughest places is just even a short-term experience of what that could feel like.
For sure. It's support. The support is so important. I have three kids myself. That's 29, 28, and 25.
Wow.
And they're successful, but they still call me for support. Mm. Can you imagine being 16, 17 with no support?
Right.
With no one that you can turn to say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, or hey, can you help me with that? I can't even imagine it. Mm. And the strength of these individuals, when you really get to know them and they're not just youth in crisis, like they're youth with talents.
Yeah, there you go. Man, that's great.
There was one youth, she was in the corner and she was drawing. And I watched her, draw. She was balled up in the corner. So I just went over to say hi. And I looked down and she had these amazing drawings on paper. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's like, you are amazing.
Right.
And she said, no, not really. And I was like, well, I think it's amazing. And I walked away, but then I watched her as she balled all those drawings up and threw them in the garbage. Mm. She didn't have any value of a gift that was actually like, that's a God-given gift.
Yeah.
She had no training, but she learned that. But she didn't see any value in it. So it's important to for us, like when we get youth in these safe spaces to help them understand, that they are super valuable, that they do have gifts and talents, that we all are given gifts and talents.
Yeah.
And sometimes we just have to uncover them, but to help them understand and find their value is super important.
Wow. The stories of impact that we get to do together. So the Hope House is so appropriately named. That story you just told, that to me is hope rising in someone's life. It may not feel like it's fully there, but it's germinating. It's beginning.
For sure.
And they're beginning to see a bright future. So Richard, this has been awesome. I just want to convey gratitude. Thank you to 180 Degrees, to you, to the partnership we have together with the Hope House. Again, many years ago, we were like, this is a need. How are we going to help meet it? And it's partnership, it's organizations like yours that make a world of difference. So thanks for being on this journey with us.
Well, thank you. And I want to say, like, Open Hands is so important to the success of Hope House and what they do. So we truly appreciate being in partnership with some with an organization like Open Hands.
That's awesome. Well, for those of you that are tuning in here, I'm reminded of a saying from our pastor, we're better together when we're in it together. And I just feel like this is such a great example of that. So, and that's true for us as a Love Builds community together. We're better together because we're all thinking about how are we in this? How do we say yes to this unfolding vision as we accelerate here near far? And again, one of those key projects is an expanded Hope House because the need is great and the hope that we can give to others is pretty incredible. So I pray you're inspired, you're encouraged. And once again, I always leave this with you. March 9th is coming up where we're gathering together as leaders, praying and giving our thanks to God as we say yes together to this unfolding vision. So we'll see you then and tune in for the next episode.